All right, gents, welcome back to Masculine Mindset, Lone Wolf Rising, your daily dose of real talk for building a life you own, not just survive. Today we're diving deep into something crucial for any man looking to level up, emotional regulation. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like anger flares up before you can even process it, or sadness hits you like a ton of bricks and throws your whole day off track? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? We're not just at the mercy of our feelings. We can actually learn to control them, to become masters of our own emotional landscape. Think about it like this. Emotions are like waves. They come and go, they're powerful, but they don't have to drown you. You can learn to ride those waves, to harness their energy and use it to fuel your life, not just get swept away by them. That's what emotional regulation is all about, taking the reins and steering your emotional ship in the right direction. So, what are some practical techniques we can actually implement? Here's your 5-point plan for emotional mastery. 1. Mindful breathing. Sounds simple, right? But trust me, this is a game changer. When you feel those emotions rising, whether it's anger, stress, or sadness, take a few deep, conscious breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, feeling the air fill your lungs, and exhale slowly through your mouth. This simple act can literally calm your nervous system and give you space to process those feelings without reacting impulsively. 2. Reframe your thoughts. Ever notice how our thoughts often fuel our emotions? When you find yourself spiraling into negativity, challenge those thoughts. Are they really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? Consciously shifting your perspective can drastically change your emotional response. Think of it like this. Your mind is a powerful tool. Use it wisely and don't let negative thoughts take control. 3. Physical activity. This one's a no-brainer. Exercise isn't just about looking good. It's a fantastic way to release pent-up energy and manage stress. Whether it's hitting the gym, going for a run, or even just taking a brisk walk, get that body moving and watch those negative emotions melt away. 4. Creative outlets. We all have our own unique ways of expressing ourselves creatively. This could be anything from painting, writing, playing music, to building something with your hands. When you engage in creative pursuits, you're not only expressing yourself, but also giving yourself a healthy outlet for emotions that might otherwise build up and cause tension. 5. Seek support. Remember, we're all human. We don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly cathartic and provide you with valuable support and perspective. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, and someone says something that really gets under your skin. In the past, you might have reacted defensively, said something you regretted, or even just simmered in anger all day. But now, armed with these emotional regulation techniques, you take a deep breath, consciously reframe the situation, maybe reminding yourself that their comment probably has nothing to do with you personally, and choose to respond calmly and professionally. You've essentially turned that potential meltdown into a moment of composure and control. Think about it. That kind of emotional intelligence isn't just good for your work life. It enhances every aspect of your life. It strengthens your relationships, helps you navigate challenges with grace, and ultimately allows you to live a more fulfilling and authentic life. Remember, gentlemen, becoming emotionally intelligent isn't a destination, it's a journey. Keep practicing these techniques, be patient with yourself, and celebrate those small victories along the way, ready to take control of your emotions. Share this episode with your brothers. Let's spread the word about emotional mastery. And don't forget to leave a review if you found this helpful. Your feedback keeps us going strong. See you in the next episode, where we'll be tackling another crucial aspect of building that confident, independent life. Stay sharp, gentlemen.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.